Welcome back to TSO with your girl Kiki. So babies, today is Sunday and today we are getting into... Let me just point out that, you know, I've seen this little clip on Facebook for, you know, the reel. I don't know if you guys watch the reel, but I do be watching the reel sometimes, a lot of times. The reel for me is like my Oprah, okay? So I do watch the reel, and they had, different opinions, but the topic was sexless marriage, okay, guys? So the topic was sexless marriage, and y'all know I'm all about sexuality. That's what TSO is here for. That's what we stand on. So that is what we are going to discuss today. Now, if you are tuning in and you have not followed, make sure you are following the podcast. And if you are a newcomer, definitely follow the podcast. Okay, so either way, we all follow on the podcast, right? Let's get into it without further ado. Sexless marriage, you guys. And I want you guys also tune in. Y'all see that Q&A there? I want your input. Or you're able to drop those message links, like drop those voice messages for me and I'm going to respond. That's what we're here for. Let's get with each other. Let's go back and forth. Let's debate. Let's have a discussion. Okay, so we are talking about sexless marriage. So if you want to ask my opinion on it, you guys, I'm here for 15 minutes. I'm going to try to keep it brief. But sexless marriage, So the question on the reel was, do you think it's okay to cheat if there is no sex in the marriage? And it was different point of views. Garcelle, which is the lady that plays, you know, Fancy and Jamie Foxx, she felt that was a strong no. Jeannie, which is now married to Jeezy and pregnant, congratulations. She also felt like that was a strong no. Now, Lonnie felt like if she wasn't able to please her husband anymore, or however the case went, either way, that it's okay to step out and do what you need to do to satisfy those needs in your marriage, outside of your marriage. Okay? Got it? Y'all following me? So, what is her name that plays in Cheetah Girl? She was in 3LW. I forget her name all the time. Is it Adrian Bailoff. Yeah, so Adrian, she also felt like in a certain situation that it was okay to be married and step out if there is no sex in the marriage. But let me clear this up. Lonnie only felt like it was okay if it was a medical problem. Okay, let me not speak on, you know, because I don't want to confuse nobody's words, but Lonnie definitely said if there's a medical reason, it's okay. Now, Adrian felt like it was okay, you know, if certain circumstances. Jeannie was a strong no. Garcelle was a strong no. So, if you ask my opinion on it, I think I'm going to go with Lonnie. No, actually, I'm 100% sure I'm going to go with Lonnie. Okay, so if there's a medical, which is really no gray area, cheating is cheating, right? So, but I do feel like if there is a medical reason, like as to why there's never, and it has to be where there's never, like never ever going to be, like not if you're sick right now for like 3 years or 5 years or whatever, and boom, I mean, I'm sick for 3 or 5 years and boom, either way, that we could just go step out. No. Now, if this is something that's like permanent in our marriage, I could probably consider Lonnie's input. Like, her understandings. I'm there. Because, I mean, how could you expect someone to, for the rest of their life, they might live to see 103, you know? That, why they have to live without sex just because you were medically injured or whatever? I mean, it's just, you know, and I get it, you know, why people wouldn't. Well, they could fall in love with the person that they're having sex with, right? And then leave you, and then you're just stuck, like, sick by yourself, you know? And I'm not laughing like it's a game, it's a joke, it's funny. But it's a scenario that could happen, and that would probably be a fear on why people wouldn't. Like, there's a lot of different, of course, fears and things that hold you back from doing certain things. Just like, you know, in a poly relationship, a lot of people don't understand that there's different forms of poly. You have people where the two females are, you know, involved and with each other as well as the man, and then you have the poly relationship that only the women are involved with the man separately. So, you know, there, and I can understand why people be like, oh, I would never, because, you know, he might leave me for the other girl. Well, in reality, you have to think about it like, okay, well, if he is gonna leave you for the other girl, then it could have happened anyway, right? So it wasn't a substantial relationship to me anyway. Okay, so that's my point of view on it. I don't look at people as a threat to my relationship. What I would look at is in my relationship. So the only thing that could threaten my relationship is either me or the other party. And that's where people get it mistaken. That's where people, you know, women go out and they be like, oh, she fucked up my relationship. Oh, you know, he fucked up my relationship. Or, oh, they fucked up my relationship. No, no one can fuck up your relationship other than the two parties or three parties that are in the relationship. You know, there's no way that anyone else can destruct anything, because only you can say it's over. No one can say, oh, it's over. Hey, it's over. That's it. You're no longer together, right? And then you're not together. No, you're gonna still be together. So, I say all that to just, you know, say, like, I can understand from a medical stance on why one would allow their spouse to go outside of the marriage to please themselves. I can understand that. Now, maybe I feel like you should set boundaries if you are afraid to lose your husband or whatever. But then again, boundaries might not work, right? You might say, well, this is a part of the deal. And then next thing you know, they turn around and they fuck up the deal. I don't know. But that goes to, it was never substantial to begin with. Because I watched this clip where Monique and her husband, you know, they have an open marriage, which I think is awesome. They've been married for umpteen years. But, you know, they had this clip on Facebook where they were explaining the boundaries that they set before they went into the open marriage. So, you know, they set their boundaries, and clearly their love was so strong that, you know, there was not even another person could split that. Yeah, they were still going on dates with each other. Yeah, they were doing whatever they were doing with other people, but they are still them, you know? So they have a substantial relationship. They have that foundation where there's nothing that could break them, pretty much. So if you have a substantial relationship, to me, I don't think that you should be worried about losing your spouse to others, whether it's a poly relationship, whether you're sick and you can't, you know, have sex, whether you're just not having sex, period. I don't know, but I don't think that you should ever have to live your life, you know, completely in a sexless marriage. That doesn't makes sense to me, because we all know that once you have sex, without sex, it's like death, okay? It's like, oh, fuck that. I need dick right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm stressed. I'm pissed. I need dick. I don't give a fuck. You know, we might have an argument earlier or whatever, but give me dick. I need dick now. Like, that's just how a marriage goes. You know, when you're with someone for so long, no matter the problems, no matter this, no matter that, you are comfortable with your spouse and you are going to want to have sex. So for someone to just ask their spouse to just go the rest of their life pretty much on strike, like, I think that's very senseless. A lot of people might not agree. I might have people who feel like, you know, I'm bugging, like, you know, but let me know. That's what I'm here for. Let's start this discussion. Like I said, drop those comments down below on Facebook. Follow the Facebook page, talks.e.x only, or you are able to drop those voice message links down below here on the podcast. So feel free to chime in because I'm here for it. I'm here for all the advice, all the opinions, all the suggestions. What I'm not here for is the hate, but you know what? I don't hate it, okay? I love you guys anyways, and I'm still here to listen and to try and help you to understand my point of view. Because everybody doesn't understand everybody's point of view. That's why I'm here. This is why this talk show is in existence. Because I think that we do need to start understanding from other people's point of views. I think we do need to start just sitting down, taking time to ourselves to think about the other person. I do think that we need to do that. I say that in every episode. We need to do that. We do need to start to understand people more. You know, I'm one that if I don't understand it, sometimes, a lot of times, I will definitely go into a show and just be like, well, whatever. My feelings are my feelings and they ain't gonna change. But it's not how it should be. And I realize that these days. So I do see a lot of different things from a lot of different points. And maybe that is why I would be able to, I don't want to say allow, because we're not animals. We shouldn't say allow. We don't allow people to do anything. But we do coincide it. You know what I mean? Like, we're there. Like, we're still going to be here. Not going to leave you because you did this or whatever. You just set your boundaries. Like I said, just set your boundaries. And if your boundaries don't work, honey, you shouldn't have wanted it in the first place. Because if anyone who respects you, and especially in the blight of you letting them go and, you know, sleep with someone else, and they don't respect that, the fact that you asked them no attachments, there was nothing there for you. This was a way to show you, because there's so many different ways in life that we are taught things, that we are shown things, and we don't take it for what it is. We will sit there and make it our story. We will sit there and turn it into our dream. No, this is what it was. This is what it's always going to be. And you should have listened. You should have had your eyes open, right? Yeah. Don't try to rewrite the story. Follow it. Understand it. That's where we don't sit and understand things. We don't process things as we should. None of it. We just don't do it. But y'all, I really want to know, do you think it's okay? Would you make your spouse, well, try, because we can't make anyone do anything, but would you try and make your spouse stay in the marriage with you however many years, okay? But I'm talking about they are permanently, like, you know, they're permanently out of commission. Like, you're permanently out of commission. Are you going to make them stay sexless? Like, are you going to make them not have that release that they need? And I'm not talking about no hand job. I'm not talking about no mouth job. And I'm not, you know, like, I don't want none of that. And I'm talking about from both ends. If you're a woman and your husband's medically ill, let's say your husband's medically ill and he can no longer fuck you. Let's just say that, right? Then at that point, honey, can I go step out? And now he's like, oh, like, nah, I could eat your pussy all day, or I could hand, you know, like, play with your clit all day, or I could do, nah, I'm good, I don't want all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying, like, that's me. What I'm saying is the scenario, or vice versa, where she's like, I'll just blowjob you all day, or I'll just, you know, whack you off. Nah, I don't want that. Like, I want to feel the penetration. You know what I mean? So when you I can't say when you care for someone, because I'm not saying that you don't care for them if you're telling them that they can't. But to be deep down and honest, you don't, you know, you're only thinking about you, because yeah, you're not going to be able to be satisfied, but it's just, I gotta stick with my answer, and I'm gonna stick with Lonnie's answer, which is my answer, and I feel like it should be everybody's answer. I think everyone should be understanding to that situation, because, I mean, it's like, we all know how life goes without sex. We all know it, okay? When you get that nut out, it's just like such a release. It just feels like you just 10 times better. Like, whatever the fuck was bothering you, whoever the fuck was bothering you, they ain't bothering that ass no more. That soul is at peace. When that nut is released, that soul is at peace. Period. Okay, y'all? Period. And I'm going to end that where it's at. But babies, I love y'all. And tune in for this episode every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your girl is going on today. Yeah, I'm going on. I gotta head out right now. But I love you, babies. And I will not see you, but I'll definitely talk to y'all on Monday, which is tomorrow. So, you know, you don't got too much longer to wait. And wait till tomorrow's episode. Y'all think today was something? You just wait till tomorrow. I want to hear from y'all. Let me know what you think down below in those voice message links. Or you could go ahead and hit me up on Facebook down below in the comments of the video from today. It will be up in just a minute. I love you guys. I'm out. And if you ain't following yet, follow now. Smash that notification bell to be notified when these episodes are dropped, because we drop them 4 times out the week. And it's only 7 days, baby. Get with me.